What is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning into Red's Corner. My name is Aiden Reddington, and today's episode is kind of low energy. Has a couple strong opinions, kind of, in it. I don't go into like details of worldwide events, but I go into some things that I just think about because I go real deep when I see different videos, and you know, it's my show. Talk about what I feel is right, what I think is right, and what I want to put out there. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you guys are doing well through just everything that's going on worldwide and personally. Just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep fighting. Keep doing what you feel is right. You know, if you have a different opinion than someone else and they're pressuring you to think like them, just respect their opinion and move on. That's all we can really do. You know, there's so many of us, right? Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Let's get into it. I'll come on here and personally say that probably at least one thing that is more important than fighting for other people and helping other people and everything under that, you know, category, empathy, kindness to others, the only thing that's more important than that is working on yourself. And in life right now, you know, especially in the year 2020, we've had to experience lots of moments where we have to decide if we're going to help someone else, if we're going to help ourselves. And it's a tough decision, you know. It's almost, it's at least in my eyes, I guess, but there's so many different outlooks, outcomes, details, and all things considered. So I'm just going to share a personal example because it's a lot easier. And then if you're listening to this, you can relate it to an example in your life or in the world as a bigger picture. And it's all around the topic again of what's more important, going out and helping someone else or helping myself, right? And seriously, it's tough. It really is tough because you look at the protests and you see people, you know, let's see it like this. You and someone else get like tear gas, right? It's probably more important to fix your view and make sure you're doing all right. That way you can go and help as many people around you as possible. Kind of like on airplanes, they always ask that you put your mask on first if the mask drop. And then you help your kids, because how are you going to help your kids if you pass out, you know? So it's almost like, you know, in the end, very deep down, you want to make sure you work on yourself first. When you're an advice giver, right? I kind of think of myself as like someone who gives advice. I have businesses that reach out to me of people that are around my age or younger asking for advice. And I feel like I'm qualified to give that advice because I have a little bit more experience than them. But if a landscape company of 30 years texted me and asked for advice, I'd be like, what are you doing asking me for advice? Shouldn't I be asking you for advice? When you give advice, make sure that you've helped yourself first. I struggled yesterday to even sit down in my desk and record a podcast episode because I didn't feel well. So instead of talking, I wrote. And I put something on my Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook for people to read if they care to do so. And I didn't feel like it was in my right self to go on the podcast and try to help people out. And tonight, I had to sit here for 2 hours and think of a way to portray a message that deeply, you know, goes along with what my heart and brain are morphing together to put words out to this mic and onto this recording software and later onto the podcast world. And that is that same message of deep down, I think it's more important to help yourself first. So I'll get to the personal example later, but something I think about this is if you're out there protesting, first off, stay as safe as you possibly can be. I know things can get out of hand because, you know, emotions are so strong to the point where we physically act up on both sides. So stay safe. Some people by law do have more power than others. By law, you know, I'm not saying that they literally do. I'm just saying by law. So stay safe. But here's what I have to say about helping yourself more than helping others is when you're going out there to protest, right? Or riot, destroy, set fire, steal, anything like that, which personally I think is not a problem under these circumstances. Deep down personally, I don't. And if you disagree, I respect that. And seriously, I do. I respect that just as much as I respect my own opinion. But to those people out there protesting, I look at them and I think, man, if they are a mother or a father, or if they are a sibling that takes care of their siblings, or if they are a kid or a child that takes care of their parents, or if they are in any way, shape, or form helping other people, and they're out there, you know, they're in a sense, you're risking your life out there. You're risk, you know, you could get arrested, you could get killed, you could get, you know, you could fall. I don't really know the word, but you could fall and people could, you know, crush you. There's so many, you know, you could burn alive. Like, you could be stealing and someone could want the same item as you, and things can get out of hand. And I would hate to see a mother, you know, die, having a single mother dying and having two kids at home, or a father and a mother dying, having three kids at home. Like, those people that we're protesting for, they want that. They want that change, but they don't want you to lose the good things in your own life too. So make sure you're working on yourself. Make sure that you're focusing on yourself. Make sure that you're helping yourself before you go help others. Because if you ain't right, but you're out helping to make right, you skipped a step. There's a step there that was skipped. I think of it like this. I mean, I wish I could donate $1 million to every single charity in the world, but I have to make that money first. I wish I could give my friends each a check for $2,500. Say, hey, let's go open an investment account. Let's talk for 2 hours. Half of it will go to investing. You know, this half will go to starting your side hustle, and this half will go towards setting up a new computer, something like that. I have to make that money first. I can't just go donate that money, because then I'll be in debt, and then what was the point helping them in the first place if I just ruined my life? And that's ruining my future kids' lives. That's ruining my future wife's lives. Like, you got to help yourself first. You got to do what's right for you first, and then go out there and give everything to the world. Doesn't mean you can't have empathy. Doesn't mean you can't be kind. But when you're putting it all on the line, when you're really truly putting it all on the line, focus on yourself first. Another thing I wanted to say, I keep yawning. It's been a long day. Another thing I wanted to say is, like, personally, and I really can't share the details about this because at least I feel like I can't, but there's something that I found out that's kind of been going on past couple of days, and just really trapped inside my mind, of this decision that I should make between what I think I should do versus what I know I should do versus what I don't think I should do, you know, and it's really crushing me, and it was really crushing me last night. So I was like, man, if I feel crushed, if I feel, you know, sad, if I don't feel well, why do I get to get on a podcast and give good advice if I don't feel well, you know? And I struggled with that, and tonight I was struggling with the same thing, same topic, and I thought, okay, well, I've been watching all these protest videos, and I was thinking, you know, that lady just got arrested, you know? And like, I saw this, like, lady throw a cone at a cop car, and like, this other cop just, like, body slammed her almost. And it's like, all right, well, what if your back broke and you were a swim instructor, and you, like, you know, it's just so many different things I think of, and it's just make sure that you focus on yourself 100% and then go out there and focus on others. That's what we're meant to do. That's what we got to do. Thank you guys for listening. Let's cue that outro music. I'm not going to lie at all. That was a tough one to record. And it's just crazy, man. Like, everything. Just everyone's got something going on personally, like pretty deep down. But when the world's got something going on top of that, we all just kind of freeze up and just fight and riot. And we just don't know what to do. And we're just trying to contain and we're just trying to fix, trying to make change. And there's so many conflicts, so many different people. When you have 7.5 billion people all trying to come to a conclusion, it's just hard, right? It's just difficult. And even you narrow it down to 400 million people and it's still difficult. And then, you know, that's worldwide, that's countrywide, you know? Then you get to personal problems, you get to citywide, statewide, regionwide, like, dude, townwide, neighborhoodwide, like, yeah, everyone's got problems everywhere. So it's almost like there's 1,000 problems to the one good, but we all have 1,000,000 problems, and I don't know the math ratio to this, but let's just focus on the good. To that 1 per 1,000 ratio, if that 1,000 becomes 1,000,000, that very few amount of good is still very good, guys. And I'm going to postpone that coaching bit, like business I've been talking about probably a week. I've been moving houses, and I didn't realize how like stressful and time-consuming it would be. And with mowing and trying to figure some of that stuff out, I got to put a lot of focus into that tomorrow. And tomorrow's Sunday. That's kind of I call Sundays my get my life together days. Maybe I'll make a podcast episode about that tomorrow. But guys, don't forget, smile every day. It's really hard right now to smile. I usually kind of smile right away. It's been hard to find one tonight. Pat yourself on the back. Support yourself every goddamn day. Give yourself a fist bump. Be patient. Be passionate. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Peace out.